Blog Talk Radio.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope all is well with you tonight. I know it was difficult for most of you this past weekend, for Father's Day. And sorry if you missed our breakfast honoring Father's Day remembrance on this past Saturday. We had a great breakfast prepared for you, and each widow shared some memories of their special loved one. And I asked them to bring a picture, and they did. And it seems like they had a great time showing off their handsome husband. So I say maybe next year you'll be able to join us if you were not able to join us this past Saturday. It was a wonderful breakfast, and everybody seemed to enjoy it. But I just got a kick looking at the ladies, how they were showing each other their husband's picture. And they were just smiling because, they were just showing off their husband's picture, and they were some handsome men that they married to, so it was wonderful seeing those pictures as well. But we have a lot to talk about tonight, a lot of announcements. But I wanted to ask a question. Did you have a chance to listen at my podcast? I sent it to you guys this past weekend, and I've gotten a lot of good response from all of you who have taken the time to listen at it. and you said it was a great thing. It was awesome and all kinds of good stuff, and I appreciate all of those compliments. I didn't know it was going to turn out that well. I did it last summer. It was done. I spent 2 hours and a half at a studio, and they had me to answer 25 to 30 different questions. But they were able to put it all in 21 minutes, and it's amazing because the ladies that were in a part of the podcast was not there. They were able to insert the information to make it the way it was. So please take time to listen to it if you have not done so. I'm going to start with announcement first, and then I'm going to end with some words of encouragement. Well, the first thing is, we've been talking about it forever, is our 20th year anniversary. I have sent each one of you the updated flyer for our anniversary, all of the details, and I need all of you to invite other widows to our 20th year anniversary, September 16th, this coming year. And we are excited. We have a wonderful speaker. So all of the information is on the flyer. I'm not going to go over it because we talk about it every Tuesday. But want you to get involved and please support this effort. And we know that we are also raising $20,000. And I know God is able, and God is a good God. He's blessed this ministry for the last 20 years, and I know he's not going to stop now. He's there for us to support us in every way that we need. He said he will never leave us or forsake us, and he's doing just that. The next thing is I want to mention that my church, the Greater Pine Grove Baptist Church, we always go in sabbatical. It's a sabbatical month, the month of July. And I do also. The next chapter needs some time off as well, so we won't have any talk shows, no meetings, et cetera. But during the month, because it's our 20th year anniversary, I am going to be calling on some of you regarding different things that you are doing and volunteer for the ministry, the anniversary. The next thing is, let me see here. Okay, Linda Grant talked about at our breakfast this past Saturday about a walk. She's going to do a fundraiser. She's finding ways to raise her money towards the fundraiser for our $20,000. Everybody, we have a few ladies to write some checks for their goal and of the campaign. So we want you to write some checks. If you can't write a check, please, you have so many friends and family, businesses and different ones, just ask them $5, $20 or whatever. That adds up. Several of our widows are doing $500 challenges. So I want to challenge you also. And Linda Grant is doing a walk in August to raise her funds, her campaign goal. And we're going to be getting a flyer to you as soon as possible before we have one more Tuesday before we go into July. But she'll get that flyer out soon so I can get it to you and you can be a part of that walk. It'll be a fun thing. And it'll have all the details, and we'll talk about it more next Tuesday. I'm going to have her to come on so she can talk about it some more. So you'll have all the details. You have different ways that you want to raise your $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever amount. Just knowing that we want you to support us in this effort because, and also it's on our website, why we're raising the $20,000. It gives you all the information. I'll talk about that next Tuesday because we're going into sabbatical month of July. Another thing, Sheila. Sheila is going to be doing a chat talk. It says, something success. Let me get it right before I say the wrong thing. I thought I had it right in my thoughts, but she and someone else, one of her partners, is having a chat tomorrow at 1 p.m. 1 p.m. I'm going to be sending you the link first thing in the morning with the link. And I hope that you can be, to listen to her. You know, she does financial. She's a financial expert. She does taxes, investment, and all of those things. So, you know, many of you need that information when you have lost your special loved one and don't know what to do and how to handle your finances. She was there for you. So I am going to send you that link, and it's 1 p.m. tomorrow. And I'll make sure I get that as soon as I get up in the morning to get that to you in time enough for you to listen to her chat with regarding her financial, celebrating her financial success. That's what it is. So please tune in and listen, look out for that link and listen to her. The other thing I wanted to mention, our first lady, the next chapter, our first lady at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, Sylvia Flippin, she has a sewing class each week, and she has it Tuesday and Thursday. She started this a few months ago, and like I said, I used to sew, but now I'm so busy with the riddles and all my grandkids and stuff, I really don't have time for it, but I'm sure many of you have time to do it. I used to love to do a little bit of sewing, but just can't. But just knowing that if you want to learn how to sew or make pillows and scarves or whatever, this is a good opportunity to do it. She's giving classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you want more information, you can call the church or you can call me. Really, you can get the information from me. I'll have more details, and then I'll give you the church information. But I hope that you're writing some of this stuff down. You know, I always told you, when you come on, have a pen and paper handy, because I have a lot of announcements. So write these things down. But I also want to mention what one of the ladies, I was told by my pastor that one of the ladies, what she's doing, she's one of our members. She comes on and listens to the show from time to time and try to be involved. She is, she's gotten her husband, I hope I'm quite quoting this correctly, that she is dating, she has her husband's shirt, and she's using that material to make a pillow from that. So that's a great thing, you know, because, you know, I also told you that it's a good thing if you're going through and you need that comfort at night, get one of your husband's old t-shirts and sleep in it. And some of you have tried it, and it works. It gives you that comfort of him being close. So you can actually come to the sewing class and make something that will remind you more of him, as well as giving you that extra comfort that you need at night. So more information, call me, and I'll give it to you. You know, I'm always available. And I'll give the information to the church. You can call and they'll give you all the information there. But just wanted to mention that to you because that's a great thing. Our First Lady, Sylvia Flippin, is doing this great thing for our church, and you are welcome to come and participate in learning how to make these different little things, that pillows, scarves, and so forth. The next thing that I want to, let me see what else I have here. The next thing that I have that is, I think that is all I have, but there's something else. I'm looking down my list here. There were a lot of different things. I went through it pretty fast. Okay, I think that's all the announcement that I have tonight. But just knowing that we have plenty more next Tuesday, because that is the last Tuesday before we go in sabbatical. So always be ready with your paper and pen so we can write down these things so you can remember some of these different things. But like I said, I wish that you, if you were our callers tonight. I hope that you were here with us this past Saturday, where we had Father's Day of Remembrance. We had such a great time. The ladies really had a great time. Great food, breakfast, and great fellowship. So just knowing that this is what we try to do. We try to do different things to encourage you in every way, and then especially weekends like this past weekend. So, but it was wonderful. But I want to go ahead and before time is up, to give you a little word, of encouragement. And I love this book that I sometimes go to. I have a lot of books around me in my office that I pull from. God gives me wisdom and understanding and messages to talk to you. And this book is called Jesus Today, and it's written by Sarah Young. And she wrote this book because she felt that this is ways that God is speaking to us if he was here today. And this book gives you different types of scriptures as well as things that she would think that God is saying to you today, and also where helping you to where you are at this time in your life. He connects you. She also writes and helps where it helps people to connect to Jesus. And she also said he meets us right where we are. And that's what God does. He meets us where we are. He's always there. He knows, just like she had you to become a part of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. This way of giving you resources, helping you with the knowledge to get resources to help you along your journey of grief. And that is definitely a wonderful thing. But tonight, it's where the conversation continues to go on with Jesus today. Whenever you look for me, you will find me. My promise to be with you always ensures that you never have to face anything alone. Yes, he will never leave you nor forsake you. This promise is for everyone who has trusted me as Savior. However, to reap the benefits of this amazing blessing, you must look for me in the midst of your moments, in the midst of the dark times as well as the good times. This sounds like an easy thing to do, but it goes against the grain of the world, the flesh, and the devil. The devil, the evil one, uses three D's to keep you from finding me. Any way that the devil, the enemy, can keep you away, he will. And these are 3 D's. Distraction. Deception. And discouragement. Those thoughts in your mind that you get that, you know, I'll give you some example of some of them. Distraction. He will put those thoughts in your mind that God is not there. He doesn't hear you. He's not going to be there for you. He gets you to get involved into conversation, even watching too much TV that puts negative thoughts in your mind and so forth. Distraction, deception, and discouragement. He makes you, the devil will also put thoughts in your mind to discourage you. He will make you start feeling sad and lonely for what you're going through. And also being discouraged, saying, why me? Why am I going through this? Why did God take away my special loved one? Just giving you a lot of discouragement so you can keep your thoughts away from God. But keep your eyes on the prize and God's word, and he will help you through this. The world abounds with things to distract you from me. That's what it says. So don't be upset when you realize your mind has wandered. You know, I am a wanderer. I can be sitting here thinking about one thing, and all of a sudden a million things come through my mind, one thing after another. I'm a wanderer, but I know how to pull myself back in and get my thoughts on God so I can stay focused on the right thing. It also said, don't be upset when you realize your mind is wandering. Just return to me with a smile and whisper my name in loving contentment. You know what I'm saying? When I am going through some moments in my life, or I listen, say, I think something, I said, Jesus, because that pulls me back from those negativities. Yeah, sometimes I do that. In the midst of saying something, and I know I said Jesus within me to pull those negative thoughts away. That is something that I do. And I also ask for divine order every day so I can make sure that I'm on the right track and doing what God wants me to do and doing the right thing in my life. Okay. Just return to me with a smile and whisper my name in loving contentment. Deception is one of Satan's favorite tactics from the time of Adam and Eve onward. The best defense against the devil's deception is to study and absorb my words. Yes, I was talking to a new widow recently. And she's going through a lot of things, a lot of questions about why God let this happen to her husband. Her husband was in an accident. That's how he passed away. So pretty much we must stay focused in God's word. And there was some scripture that she was going through. Some scripture like, for instance, I know the plan that I have for you. She was reading that a lot, but it was bothering her because she could not understand that God knew the plan he had for me. Why did he have to have this plan? This is really sad. This, you know, he took my husband. So I told her not to focus on that scripture anymore, and not anymore right now. I gave her some scripture to cry out to God and ask God for pleading to him and asking him to pretty much help her with her journey of grief. I gave her some more positive scripture to hold on to. The Lord is my shepherd, the 27th Psalm. The Lord is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? Many more, and a lot of them Psalms. I love the book of Psalms. So I gave her those scriptures to help her with scripture that I have helped others with and myself as well. So just knowing that, sometimes that's different ways that Satan will come in your mind and cause you to be discouraged. Discouragement knocks at your door of every human heart at times. Yes, we all do. It's been 30 years since my husband has gone. I have gone, when I did that podcast, that was last year. When I had to tell a story, that was my first time telling the story from the very beginning of what happened. They wanted to know what happened the minute I heard that my husband was no longer here. And I had to talk about it. And by talking about it, it brought back a lot of memories and feelings. I started crying back, you know, after the podcast for a second. I had to get myself together. So, but you have to be strong and get those emotions back with God's word. The other thing, but you can refuse to let in. You do not let him in. As you resist these tricky tactics and look for me, you will find me. Yes, you will be able to find him and know that God is here. Just like the song I played from Donnie McClurkin when he first came on, there is a God. Yes, there is a God. And we must believe that he's there. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And there's a scripture, there's some also when I read different scripture that I read along with this as well. And one of the scriptures comes from 2 Chronicles 15:2. And I'm going to read part of it. It says, listen to me, The Lord will stay with you as long as you stay with him. That was back in the Old Testament now. This is what it says. Okay. Whenever you look for him, you will find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. That's coming from 2 Chronicles 15:2. Also in Matthew 28:19, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Yes, in there it says, once again, I will be with you always. He will never leave you nor forsake you, just like I mentioned before, to the end of the age. He's there for you each and every day. But we must focus our mind on him, pray, fast, and also read his word. In Genesis 3:13, and the Lord said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. And pretty much, that's when we take our eyes off of God. Things like that can happen to us. So it can also cause us to experience those 3 D's, distraction, deception, and discouragement. So I am saying to you tonight is to keep your mind focused on God. Focus on his word, and he will get you through this time in your life. Like Saturday, we had a wonderful breakfast. And even if you experience sadness throughout that whole weekend, Saturday morning, I saw the smiles and laughter in you. So God gave you that peace and encouragement that you need to get through this weekend, this past weekend. So just knowing that God is finding ways to help you through this journey of grief, and there's more to come. And also, help us with this $20,000, because there are things that we want to do more for you. Each month, we are planning different things, like we always do since the pandemic. We had to put a pause on some of the events, and we did. And we had a wonderful Valentine's party for you in February, and we also did the breakfast this past Saturday. So there's more to come. But we also want to continue to reach out to others. So I want you to invite others to our talk show, as well as the ministry itself. Because we want to continue to help as many widows out there, because you know how you're hurting, so you know that they are hurting. So this is all I have for tonight. And be blessed, and have a great week. And tune in again the same time next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And be sure to tune in next week, because we have lots of more announcements. And I have something else special that I want to do next Tuesday. So tune in and don't miss it, because July we go in sabbatical. Sheila and I need some time off. So just like we are taking vacation, it's not that we have to go out of town, but we are taking a vacation from the from the talk show, so we can also continue to plan our 20th year anniversary and get some things done that we need to get done. And thank you again for tuning in. Be blessed, and have a great week, rest of the week. God loves you, and I love you too. Good night. And if you want to listen to Donnie McCarter, I'm going to play it again. There is God.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other.
there is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say, that he cannot do. There is grace, oh my, that has no measure. There is mercy, mercy that has no end. There is a life for you. There is joy and pleasure too. There is God. He's your closest friend. If everybody says, raise it up, say, raise your hands and say,